This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
So Boomer gave us this great 1995 Jets Richie Kotite anecdote last hour. Great recall from him and Eddie as well about this week three game against the expansion Jacksonville Jaguars. Now you had to call your own plays at the beginning of this touchdown drive because the coach-to-quarterback communication system wasn't working or Kotite was having a tough time with it. Well, thanks to the Twitter X account New York Jets History,
they quickly
tagged us with NBC's TV footage from after that drive.
Okay.
Now, they didn't have you and Kotite and that exchange, which you told the story about, or at least not this clip, but they did have you on the phone. I'm assuming you're talking your offensive coordinator or quarterback coach or whatever.
Yes, Zeke Bradkowski.
Okay,
yep.
Something like that. And the initial overlay sounded like this.
Boomer's been the focal point of a lot of criticism on his local radio show here in New York during the week. He had some strong remarks to make about people pointing fingers at him.
And they throw to the soundbite.
The great Don Crickey.
Yeah. And they had the soundbite ready to go with the graphics, WFAN, Mike and the Mad Dog, your headshot. And here's what you had to say to Mike and Chris that week.
I'm sick that we're 0-2, and I'm angry that we're 0-2, and I don't like the way we lost either of our games. And 0-2 is not acceptable as far as I'm concerned. And, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about people talking about whose fault it is and what, you know, I mean, it's enough. Enough is enough. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where, you know, this season's going to lead, but I'm certainly not going to take anything for granted. And I'm just going to make sure that I'm the best player I can be. And hopefully everybody else feels the same.
Amazing part to me, no disrespect to Mike and Chris, that you spoke that long without them interrupting you. It's pretty impressive.
I put them in their place.
I guess so.
No, I had a battle with them. Actually, I enjoyed it. You know, for 3 years I had that show with those guys.
Yeah.
5 o'clock on Fridays. And I purposely did it at 5 o'clock on Friday. I think they all were 5 o'clock Fridays. Just to get away from the games of the previous week and talk about the games that were coming up.
Let's get into preview mode here instead of recap
and yelling mode, about people. And, you know, and basically what we do here at this business, right, is you try to put people on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
And see if they can say something that's going to be controversial. I always felt like I didn't want to get into that, you know, and just try to be as professional as I could. But I'm telling you, the game before we lost Indianapolis, that game was in overtime.
Mm-hmm. And so you got blown out, then you had an overtime loss to go 0-2
right,
to start
and
the
then
year.
We beat the Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And then 2 games later, Richie or somebody decided that they were going to take Everett McGyver, who was a defensive tackle,
right,
and put him at left tackle. And I'll never forget going in on Wednesday, I'm going, why are we doing this? Because Matt Willig was the left tackle. Now, Matt Willig was an okay player. He was kind of slow and stiff, but he was an okay player, and he would battle his ass off. The guy would battle his ass off.
Sounds like a narp.
And I think that they felt like, you know, listen, this is going to be Bruce Smith over here, and he's probably going to be a little bit too slow to try to block him. Let's put Everett out there, because Everett's a pretty good athlete. But Everett was a converted defensive lineman to an offensive lineman.
Mm.
And they were going to put him at left tackle on the road in Buffalo
against
Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
I'm like, I felt like there was a hit out on me.
And it was your coach.
And I don't remember this conversation, but you can ask him. Mike Kensel was the business manager of the Jets. And he said that at the pregame meal that morning, I said to him, tell my family I love them. So something to that.
Yeah, sure.
Respect. And lo and behold, yeah,
that's Bruce got me.
Boomer is in. Boomer's not moving. Yeah, I don't know Boomer's if he is, moving, has right. been knocked unconscious, but he is not right moving there. At all.
Oh, Boomer dead.
Yeah, he Boomer dead.
All right,
yeah.
Oh,
he killed Boomer.
Jesus.
And here you are, almost 30 years later, we're playing drops about you, talking about your swollen testicles. My, how we've come full circle. Oh,
and later that day, I was in the bus, and you were not in your usual bus, because you were all banged up, and you were sitting right in back of me.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty wild.
Yeah, just me to and think Stevie about. Cohen.
And I'm sure you didn't dare speak to him back then, right?
No, well, Boomer was telling, who was the young quarterback?
Glenn Foley?
Yes. You were telling him not to say anything, not to trust us because we're radio people.
I was.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember that.
If that
I
makes was sense, though.
Awesome.
And as we were pulling out of that where the buses left, the Bills fans were throwing rocks and bottles.
That's normal.
Oh, my God.
They're great fans, but they also get a little bit...
a little crazy.
Liquored up, as Peyton Manning would say.
I would love to get in the time machine and just sneak onto that bus to watch the Scuzzeri-Esiason dynamic.
Especially
knowing
now,
what we know now.
Right, and how they've become.
Oh, that's great.
It'd be cool.
That would
be
cool.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we talked last hour about Joe Flacco visiting the Giants yesterday and their ongoing search for a quarterback. You got Darius Slayton back with the Giants' 3-year deal, as we know. He says no worries, despite acknowledging that we still need to figure out that quarterback situation.
Pretty important for a receiver. You know who's going to be throwing the ball. So, me, Dave, and Joe had those discussions. And, you know, I believe in the vision that they have and the plan that they have and that they're going to get somebody in here that is going to be able to spin in and be able to lead us in the right direction.
Somebody, I hope so.
Somebody, anybody. Someone with a pulse, you know? Yeah.
Well, Tommy DeVito's on the roster.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
think that's the vision.
No.
No, I know.
Oh, no, Tommy Lugauer would like it to be. He's been on that soapbox for about 2 years now.
I think he's going to take that one to the grave.
He thinks that DeVito's he's a dude, he's a dog, and he does damage.
Which is fine, and there was magic that first year. The problem was
with
last
cheese.
Year. Yes, the problem was last year. It just, it didn't feel like anything.
Well, the team hasn't really played well.
Well, but the year before they didn't play well either, and he had it. Like, it felt like it.
You know, I was telling Sal yesterday, if you remember what Brian Daboll said after the game when they beat the Colts and Drew Locke played quarterback.
About having good quarterback play.
I mean, that right there tells you all you need to know from the coach's perspective. Like, our quarterback play here has been horrific.
Yeah, and they, I do believe they've got, and they will be good defensively again this year.
It seems like this year. And again, this is why part of me says get a veteran quarterback in here. Draft maybe Jackson Dart if you have to go back up in the first round to go get him, and then draft a defensive player like this or the offensive tackle out of LSU, but this Mason Graham is would be a perfect guy for this defense. Travis Hunter would be a perfect guy for this defense. And I don't think Abdul Carter is going to fall, but if he did, he'd be a perfect guy for this defense.
I do think the Golston addition is pretty good. He played really well last year.
Yeah, so they're doing things, but they got to have the most important, at least somebody of consequence or significance at quarterback. Somebody.
Yep.
Not just a rookie quarterback throwing him out there.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I'll start the season with Joe Flacco. I'll start the season
as
with
long
Russell
as you have
Wilson.
A
I'll
young
start
quarterback
the season with
ready
Aaron
to go.
Rodgers. As long as, yeah. Because those guys aren't going to last 17 weeks. Maybe Russell will. I don't think Joe or maybe Aaron probably will too. I don't know.
All right, we had the Flacco visit yesterday. Russell Wilson's coming in today after visiting with the Browns. I know you did the DeMarcus Lawrence thing. Get the audio for you real quick here. So he's now a former Cowboy, having joined the Seahawks, and wants to make sure everyone knows that.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
There's a guy who made. He's just pissed off.
We're here.
This is just with some Seahawks blog.
Hey, you ain't going to win one in Seattle either.
He made $130 million with the Cowboys. They paid him. Like, there's no disrespect. It's over. I mean,
yeah, but what I'm saying, he thinks he's going to win a Super Bowl in Seattle?
With who? They don't have a quarterback
Sam
either.
Darnold?
Oh, I forgot about Darnold. That's right. But even still, they're not winning a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. So you can say whatever you want about Dallas. He's going to Seattle for the money.
Of course he is. And that's all it's about.
And I would too.
Most people will.
Yeah.
And well, he caught the attention of Micah Parsons, who went back at him on X. This is what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown bleep.
So wow, that. Rejection and envy.
ESPN says several members of the Cowboys organization were upset with Lawrence's comments. Lawrence then went back at Parsons, noting that the Pro Bowl edge rusher's social media use is quite substantial. Quote, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left.
Oh, wow.
All right, now it's kind of getting good.
I'll tell you, that was a lot of happiness in that locker room down there, Jerry. What the hell's going on?
I didn't think there was. I thought all these guys were pretty tight. Maybe not.
Well, they were, I guess, at one point, but not so much now.
That said, I'd rather have Micah Parsons at this point than DeMarcus Lawrence.
Well, I can't wait to see what they look like this year.
Mm. Don't know. Good question.
This from Adam Schefter within the last half hour or so, developing a, we love sleeper teams, right? A sleeper team that has emerged and is now making a push to sign former Rams turned free agent wide receiver Cooper Kupp is the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that's not. That's been in the.
Oh, well, he says they're a sleeper team.
For 2 weeks.
Oh, no, I'm telling you what he wrote.
Really? So. I've actually felt the whole time.
You know, Adam Schefter may tweet out at you, shut up, Jerry Recco.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But that's been.
Make up your mind.
That has been out there for a couple of weeks now, the Cooper Kupp. Dallas was the perfect landing spot for him.
All right. Well, apparently his decision could come as early as today.
Nice.
So there you go with that.
Why would he go there? They're not going to win a Super Bowl.
Shut up, Boomer.
Apparently it's them or the Seahawks are considered the finalists right now.
Oh,
for real.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.